In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Time to talk a little Hollywood. So, good morning. It's Jeremy and Joe. Joe's out this week on vacation. Sal's here. Is there an IMDb page yet?
We'll begin. I've already had one, actually.
You did? Perfect. Yes. So, this will be another credit.
Once it happens, I don't know how it works. Like, when, let me look. Yeah. So, there was a movie that I was in called Unbelievable.
Okay.
That my voice was in. It was filmed locally. It's about the Bills. Actually, I said the up in, not at North Park, I'm sorry, I can't think, the up in Tonawanda.
Riviera,
thank you. We had the Riviera. And I went to that, and that's my voice, and I'm like a Bills announcer in the background. That's on there. There was a TV pilot called 4-0. Remember this? We talked about it years ago. It's a mafia, old school versus new school mafia in Buffalo.
Yeah.
And the director's name is Nick Denman. And he wrote a book. He wrote a series of books called 4-0. He's from Buffalo. And they were looking, it was in 2020. I'd read about it in 2019. They were filming this. They want to make it into a TV show to go to Netflix or Amazon. Came up to Buffalo to do it. And I'd heard about it, talked to some people, and they're like, hey, like, we know who you are. We'd really love to have you as part of the show. And I was a character called the cleaner in that, where I literally cleaned like the dead bodies after there was a mob hit.
Nice.
We filmed it. It was amazing. James Duvall was in it, Michael Madsen, and Daniel Baldwin.
Okay.
I mean, it's really cool. We shot the pilot, but then the pandemic hit. So nothing ever happened of that. Plus, for some reason, Up and Adams with Kay Adams is on IMDb, and I'm listed because I'm on her show sometimes.
All right. So the newest.
So there you go. So there's my IMDb page.
And soon it'll be Holiday Touchdown. Is that what it's called this time?
Or yeah.
Is it like the Holiday
Bills Love Story?
Yeah.
Holiday Touchdown.
So,
Hallmark.
So you filmed yesterday.
Yeah. So, you know, they were looking for people, and there was actually a few roles that everybody had an opportunity to apply for, and I'd worked with some of the people who are part of this movie in the past in some capacity. So I applied for a certain role, actually like an announcer role, and I sent my reel in, and all of a sudden I get an email like, hey, we're going to hire you. But come to find out, they didn't hire me for that role. They hired me for a different role, and I didn't know this until I like went through. I kept looking at the role and looking at like my lines, and I'm like, wait a minute, like, I think they're messing this up. And I contacted someone and said, oh, no, you didn't get that role you applied for. We gave you this other role. And I'm like, okay, I don't know if this is better or worse. It turned out that it was really cool because the role I play is a member of the Bills front office named Mike, and I'm on part of like the stadium piece and all that, because this show, this movie, yes, it's a holiday love story. It's a lot about the new stadium too.
Hmm.
In fact, the lead character, okay, played by, and what's his name again? Matt, I got to get his full name. His name is Gabe in the movie. Let me look again. I don't want to get his name wrong. Actors, it's Matt, starts with a D. And do you have it there?
I'm looking for it. Matthew Daddario.
Matthew Daddario. Yes. Thank you. His character is basically based on John Polka, who we have on the radio a lot.
Okay.
Like, that's his character. It's based on that. And building the stadium. So my scene, I'm in two scenes. I knew I had a speaking role. They said, hey, you got to come to the stadium on May 21st. They gave me a time. This is why I was off yesterday. This is why I was off work yesterday, right? Thankfully, the people at Odyssey were very gracious.
You were working understood. Another job. Yeah. It's all right. You're always hustling.
So I went to the stadium, and I got there, and they had trailers set up like you see on a movie set, and they had the name, Mike, the nameplate, and I had my little dressing room in the trailer.
Wow.
And they had...
Did you get a picture of that?
Oh, I did. Okay, I took some pictures. And I brought my own clothes, but they also had clothes for me to wear. And they said, we'll figure it out, like, what's best for this scene. Then from there, they said, we're going to take you down to makeup. Came out of the trailer, went down to another trailer. I walk in and I got someone putting makeup on me and they have somebody doing hair and I'm making hair jokes. So how's my hair look? And they have all that going on. And, you know, they're doing some trimming. They're doing some cutting. They're doing around the nose and the ears and the goatee and all that, making everything look good. And then they said, okay, wait here and we'll take you in. Waited. We get a van. All these people. I'm in the van with the lead character, Gabe, which is named Matt. Was his real name. And we go into the stadium and where the Bills, where the tunnel is, right above that you see offices, right? Like where the Wall of Fame is.
Yeah.
That's where a lot of this was being shot. My scenes. So this is where we went. I go up there and you walk in and now I'm in like, oh my God, it's controlled chaos. And there's just people everywhere. There's cameras everywhere. There's somebody micing you up. There's somebody talking to you about where you got to be. There's another scene being shot. Everybody's got to be quiet. Quiet on set, all that kind of thing. They film their scene, then they go, okay, ready for the next scene. I walk in this big room. I'm in a boardroom. And my character has to sit at a table. And we are looking at the main character, Gabe, who basically the scene is, he says, okay, just before we end this meeting, I want to say thank you to everybody. And it's a great monologue about the stadium coming together and how it's built for Buffalo. And you guys have done a great job and your staff. And we're all watching them and we're making facial expressions. And we go, yeah. And he says, built for Buffalo by Buffalo. And the director's like, when he says that, everybody give like a really cool, like positive response. And we're like, oh yeah, cool. That's awesome, man. Like that's kind of like what you do at a meeting.
Yeah.
At an office meeting, right? So we do that. We get through that. We filmed that scene. They filmed that scene probably a good 10 times. And the reason was he had a big monologue. So a few times he trips up and he wants to start over. And then once you get it right, or you think you do, hey, do it again.
Yeah.
And you do it again. Once you get it, oh yeah, that's the winner. Okay, let's do it again from the other angle because we need different camera shots here because certain things we can't show while we're doing this. And then they have those cameras that are moving and they're closing in on them and they're telling you like, hey, as the camera passes you, make sure you don't look at it. You're looking at him and you're getting directed through all of this stuff, right? So that was the scene. That scene ends. Then they said, okay, go back to the dressing room. You're going to change into something else for your next scene because your next scene takes place on a different day, basically. You're not wearing the same clothes.
Right.
So I did that. Now I come back. I do the same thing. I come back in. Now I go into the same room, and now I have to literally, you're going to laugh. It literally says in the script, I'm with the main character, Gabe. It's me and him only walking, talking. I'm literally having dialogue with the main character.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And it says, in a West Wing style walk. On the script. In a West Wing style walk because...
It's like a presidential garden walk with the camera's in front of you. Are you walking towards it?
I am, yes. But the reason why is because it's basically, the director said, what's going to happen is you're going to walk and talk, but people are coming up and talking as you're walking because they want, hey, they got to tell you something. They got to tell you something. So it's a brisk walk where something's happening, but you have to concentrate on what you're talking about.
Right, right.
Right, if that makes sense.
Like you're a chief of staff and you're talking to the president and you get a couple things along the way.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Okay.
So I actually open the scene with my line, and my line is, we got a lot of positive feedback in the public forum. Basically about the stadium, right?
All right.
And then we keep walking, and he's like, oh, yeah, this is great. And we keep walking again. And then he gets stopped by an employee. Hey, Gabe. And I got to keep walking as he kind of stops, and I'm waiting for him. And then he comes back in, and another employee comes in and says, hey, we got to get these talking points over. And then I interrupt, kind of sort of interrupt, like in a rush, but wait till she finishes. And I say, I can write that up for you, meaning like I'll do your job. And he looks at me, and he says, No. Listen, you have your daughter's Christmas pageant tonight. You need to get home with your family. And then we both leave the scene, and that's it. And that's my part in the movie, and I did it, and it was great. And they filmed it from that angle. I don't think they filmed that one from the back angle, but we did, once we got past the couple people he talked to, they filmed it with just us three doing it so they could move cameras around and close in on me, close in on him, and do it from different angles. It was a really cool experience. I really enjoyed it. I loved it. Everybody was great to me, and... you know, Deion Dawkins was supposed to film his scene yesterday, but he had something going on. He had the award. I'm sure that was part of it.
Yep.
And somebody was literally FaceTiming Deion right after our scene, and he was like, hey, I can't be there at this time. They were working out when he could show up. That was happening. When I left, I know a little bit later, Sean McDermott filmed his scene. He's in the movie. I know the day before, Deion was there before that, the day before, along with Damar Hamlin, along with Dwayne Carter. And they were all telling me stories about how these guys were getting their makeup on or whatever. And it was great. And they were having fun with them. A lot of the production crew is from like Connecticut or New York, New York City. And then some people are local, obviously. And they knew, like when I sat down, there were people working on the set who are in movie production. They're not just local people. Mm-hmm. They do this for a living. And they're like, hey, I live here in Buffalo. And I listen to WGR, and I'm a Bills fan, or things like that.
Very cool. Who would Tony Danza on set? Isn't Joey Pants in this thing as well? Joe Pantoliano, did I see that?
He is. I did not see him. Right. I did see the character of, in Sopranos, Bobby Bacala.
Okay.
Bobby Bacalari.
Steve
Shripa. And he was talking with one of the main directors. And I just walked up, stood there for a second, and when he looked over at me and said, hi, my name is Sal Capaccio. I just want to say I was a big, big Sopranos fan. It's great to meet you. He says, hi, Sal, how are you? I shake his hand, and I was on my way.
Nice.
So I got to meet him.
What was the line again?
Which one?
I can write that. Which one did you?
I can write that up for you.
Which one did you deliver better? Which was your favorite?
Ooh. You know what? I think the first line I delivered better because... I didn't know how they really wanted me to say. Do I even thought about it? Do I kind of interrupt her at the end because we're in a rush? Do I wait for her to complete?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like I can write that up for you because I know he's in a rush. The first one was something I had to think a little bit more because saying we got a lot of positive feedback in the public forum. That's just a bit of a word salad.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah.
And like I had to make sure I said that. And I talk fast naturally, which was funny. When I met the main character, Matt, I walked up to him, I said who I was, we talked, and I said, Matt, you do this for a living. I don't. I talk on the radio, I'm on TV, but I don't read scripts. I'm not an actor, so please give me any direction you want. Tell me when I suck, tell me when I need to do something different. And he goes, you're doing it right now, you're great. This is exactly how you need to talk. You talk a little faster.
Yeah.
This scene is about you and I talking and getting things done.
Yeah.
It was really cool.
Yeah, very cool. We're getting a lot of positive... Yeah.
We're
getting a lot of positive feedback in the public forum.
We got a lot of really positive feedback in the public forum. I mean, yeah, it's a bit of a mouthful.
Yeah, the other one might be better. I can write that up for you.
And then I even said at one point, do you think I should change it to we got a lot of positive feedback online? And he's like, You can talk, like some, he said, some directors will love that.
Yeah.
Some directors would be like, don't ever suggest anything again. I'm not saying this director was. I never broached it because I didn't want to be that guy. I'm like, I'm new here, right? He did say, and it's right, he goes, yeah, a lot of people, we had a really good time talking. He said, a lot of people, this is the lead character, Matt, he said, people want to be on a movie set and think it's really cool. And it is, but it's a 12-hour boring day a lot of times. Like, we're doing this how many times?
Yeah.
Right? And it's true. And the funny thing is there's Bill's employees in the background of this scene. And every time we walked down this hall, they had to redo their background. Like what they were doing, just kind of tossing a football or, you know what I mean? Just kind of like walking around, somebody with a coffee cup walking from one office to another. They had to keep doing that as well.
Yeah.
Everything had to be on point.
A lot of walking back and forth with a coffee cup.
Yes, I made a reference to one of the Bill's employees. You're getting a lot of steps in just going back and forth during this scene here.
Nice. My only experience being an extra in a movie was when they filmed for Bruce Almighty in the arena, and they never used any of the scenes. I don't think they used any of the scenes actually in the arena. It's so random a memory that whenever we bring it up, I have to ask people. Someone else was there, right? When we chanted things and we were supposed to do stuff in the arena, and they didn't use. I don't think they used any of it. 803-0550. All right, Sal. Holiday touchdown.
It was really awesome. And I think it's cool that the Bills are being highlighted in all these different respects. Someone asked me yesterday, do you love it or hate it? And I said, listen, I'm 52. Like a lot of you, we all went through the drought years, right? Even before that, I remember back-to-back 2-14 seasons. And then you had the Super Bowl years. Enjoy this, man. Your team is being highlighted in a lot of different ways. Yeah, it might suck for distraction and all those things that come along with the Hard Knocks. But when you're talking about primetime football, Hard Knocks, the Hallmark movie, like these are, the reason is because you're good and you have stars on your team and people want to see you. And I think that's cool.
Yeah. Super fun to be in the league.
Yeah.
Like the Bills.
That's right.
We spent a lot of time, the Bills were in the league, but it didn't feel like they were in the league. And now they're like a main character. It's just great. Speaking of which, at top of the hour, let's get into Deion Dawkins and what he has just accomplished. I've got some good stuff on Dawkins from former Bills offensive lineman Jerry Ostrowski. He had just like a rave about Dawkins and how good he is and how much he appreciates him that I think you won't want to miss. And a comparison to an all-time great athlete, not just a Buffalo athlete, a comparison to an all-time great that he liked. We'll get to that coming up in the 8 o'clock segment. Jeremy and Joe, Sal's in for Joe today here on WGR.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford store share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.